This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, as I like to say. I mean, seriously. Right? Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can do all that stuff. Like I said, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. But the biggest thing you can do over there is donate. That's right. Hey, you know, money's a good thing. Some of you always scream that you love capitalism. You want us to adhere to capitalism. It's easier to do when there's money coming in. So, and frankly, there's a lot, and I mean a lot, of conservatives right now that are struggling because social media has been such a drag on them, if you would. Social media's been such a problem, you know? And they're stifling what we're doing, they're stifling what we're saying, they're stifling all of that stuff, and it's a problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're with us, that you're on the air with us, that you're texting, that you're tweeting, that you're truly being engaged and involved. Okay. So, yesterday, as I was going back and forth with the, I really believe that this person is either being paid by the Democrat Party, or she really is sick. And I mean that not in a funny ha-ha way, but I mean that in all sincerity. Right? Because I feel bad for the person. But she seems to be posting up every single day on Facebook nothing but hateful posts against, you know, President Trump. Now, I get it. I get some people that just can't stand him, and I get all of that. You're going to do what you got to do. But the reality is that at some point in time, I hope, you have to acknowledge the good things he's done. You have to acknowledge the things that have been accomplished under him that are positive for the country. And you have to acknowledge your own shortcomings. Look, you guys have heard the show. I am not positive on Republicans 100% of the time. You know that. It's not how I operate. Never have, actually. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Call in if you are interested. Now, this person was, you know, threw up that there were 290-some-odd mass shootings in this country already. That's a shame. That's disgusting. That's sinful. It's also a lie. Has there been 200? Yes. Okay. But when you and I think about that kind of thing, when you and I think about that being, you know, the mass shooting thing, if you would, if you use the FBI stats, which is, and they don't have a clear definition. Let's just be clear. I'm not gonna, you know, stretch the truth or stretch the facts with you. The FBI doesn't really have a clear what they consider as mass shootings. It's not like on the books, but what they'll tell you is it's when four or more are involved in a shooting situation. Okay, that's easy. I don't need a college degree to figure that one out, right? So if that's the case, Do these include, let's see, when when a liquor store is robbed? Yes. So if a gang walks in there and starts shooting the place up, right? That's all of a sudden that is a mass shooting. I don't blame them. I think it's a robbery though. I think you have to separate it out. I was telling somebody, she thought I was being ridiculous, but I said, look, you have to use percentages. You cannot use numbers. If you say, oh my God, there were 40 some odd thousand people shot in this country last year, that's unacceptable, that's terrible. Well, I can play the game that everybody else plays, but, you know, talking about, you know, cigarettes and auto accidents and all this other stuff. But what I always say is this, look, you have to use percentages. You cannot use numbers. And I realize that no death is a good death and no death is okay. But come on, people, use your God-given ability to think. If I got a country of, I don't know, a million people, okay, and they have 50,000, 10,000 people that were shot, okay, and then you look at us and we say, well, my God, we have 30,000 people that were shot. That's great. We also have 350 million people in this country. So relatively speaking, ours isn't even a blip on any kind of research paper. You couldn't use it. It's too low of a number. That's why you have to use percentages. You can't use straight numbers. And how many of these mass shootings, if you would exist if you took out the criminal element? Not making them all sound like some kids being shot on a corner or a group of kids are being shot. Suicides and so forth. Right? So when USA Today or CBS or Yahoo, any of those, they publish articles with the headline, right? El Paso, Texas and Dayton make the mass shooting number here in the United States come to 251. What's this? Oh my God. You mean we've had these mass, we've had 251 of these shootings where 20, 25, 30 people have been shot? Oh my God. No, we haven't. It's a phony headline. And even the beloved Snopes couldn't cover it up. Even Snopes had to say, you know what? Yeah, it's kind of true and kind of not true. So the number is true because that's kind of what the FBI says. But it's not mass shootings of children. It's not 20 at a clip. They're not all the Sandy Hook type of shooting. But it sounds good. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Site on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. That's what I want you. I want you to be part of the solution. Look, head up to the website. We have, coffee mugs, T-shirts. We have all kinds of wonderful stuff up there that you can help support the show with. If you don't want any of the stuff, when the kids used to come to the you know, the middle school kids there, and they come to the door and they go, hey, if you buy my magazines, my band can go to, something in Florida, whatever, and some parade or what have you. I always did this. I always took $20 out of my pocket and said, here, $20. Go to the thing. Don't send me your magazines. Okay? Seriously. Because it's just something else for me to throw away, to add to the landfill. And they were very appreciative of it, and we didn't have to do it. So if you don't want to buy the cute little stuff that I have, or whatever it is, the T-shirts, the books, the coffee mugs, or what have you, there's a donate button there. Also, for those of you watching live on the website, there's a donate button there as well. So I do very much appreciate the time you spend with us. I very much appreciate the time you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of, like I like to say, is truly, honestly, being part of the solution. Because you heard Corey Duncan, I try, man. I know I don't always succeed. But I do try to make it so that when we're on the air, when we're giving out information, it's information you can actually, pull stuff from, that you can use to have a solid and honest conversation with others. I don't know that to be true. I mean, again, I'm just saying that because it's my show. And I would hope. But Corey said he did. And others have told me they learned stuff on the show that they've never. And this is, I don't go out of my way to teach you. I have a different philosophy on that. My attitude is, you know what? You should be teaching yourself. I'm not the one that should be teaching you. God, please, I shouldn't be the one teaching you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. All right. We were talking about the amount of shootings in this country. And I got to tell you, the irritant for me is how they lie to you. They twist and they lie to you. All right? When they talk about a mass shooting, it could be a robbery of a liquor store, it could be any of those. And the numbers that we're getting aren't necessarily numbers from the government. Right? We get it from the Gun Violence Archive. It's a nonprofit organization that tracks gun-related violence. So I went and looked on their website. It's obviously a very liberal viewpoint on things. But even so, if they want to be honest about it, you can click on and get the spreadsheet. If they want to be honest about it, you'd get the spreadsheet. But in the spreadsheet, you would see what they were. Okay? You would see exactly that they were robbery shootings, they were suicides, they were murder suicides. But they don't do that. And that's the part that I say is disingenuous. That's the part that I say that they lie about. So when you look at this as a whole, have we had 290? Yes, we have. When you include robberies and everything else, we had. Look, Chicago. The very first weekend in Chicago. 70 were wounded, 11 died. Where's the outrage? Can you imagine if 70 kids were shot out of high school, what you'd hear? 70 people at a mall? 70 people, I don't know, pick a place, at a government building. But 70 people in Chicago, 11 killed, and not a word. Sharpton's not out there. Jackson's not out there. Nobody's screaming. Do black lives really matter? No, in all sincerity, do black lives really matter? The last weekend of August, 9 people died. And 52 were shot. Do black lives really matter? Sharpton, Jackson, where are you? Again, I'd have to say, do black lives really matter? Apparently not. Gavin Newsom's at it again. God, this guy. I'm required, because of being a Christian, to pray for him. I'd like to pray that he get to know Jesus up close and personal, but that wouldn't be right. Not the way I want it done. California Governor Gavin Newsom, a Democrat, on Tuesday signed a bill that no longer requires an able-bodied person, 18 years of age or older, to help a police officer who requests assistance during an arrest. Okay? Now, let me tell you how some have spun this, but anyhow, Gavin says, hey, you know what? This is an old law. We need to update it. We need to this. Well, then why didn't you update it? Why did you write it the way it was written or prove it the way it was written? See, it was the California Posse Comitatus Act of 1872. In the early days, there were a couple of things. These posses were put together to help catch runaway slaves. So what Gavin is saying, we won't help. We will help law enforcement officials if they're going after slaves. It's not what it was all about. It's not what it was meant to be. I mean, today, in today's world, that's not what it is. We all know that. You know, the California State Sheriff's Association, they're not convinced that this statute should be repealed. I mean, people, if you can help a cop when he needs help, and not just in, remember, the arrest isn't just breaking into somebody's house, as they say, I'm using Democrat words, you know, and forcing, that's not what they're talking about. You and I have both seen videos of a cop in the street, and a moron is so busy video or recording the cop being beat that he doesn't think about going over and helping the cop. God forbid. So instead of signing this the way it was signed, the way Gavin sees it, why not just rewrite it? Take the slave out of it. Take the slavery word. Take the posse word. I don't care. But use a little common sense to figure it out. What do you think? All right. When we come back, Marion Williamson, she says, hey, it's okay to pray for things to be better, for things to be good. My God, I like her. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 2,000 people are waiting out Hurricane Dorian in emergency shelters in North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper.
Hurricane Dorian's power has arrived in North Carolina, with wind, rain, and tornadoes lashing our state.
It's blamed for at least 4 deaths in the southeast and 23 in the Bahamas. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray says it's not finished.
Storm surge threat is still very real anywhere along the North Carolina coast, the Outer Banks included.
The Grand Bahama and Abaco Islands were dealt a severe blow by the hurricane. Bahama General Counsel to Washington, Theo Neely, says help is coming from the U.S., U.K., and elsewhere.
Other than search and rescue, we need food, non-perishable food supplies. Obviously, people need water. They need tents to sleep in. I'm getting messages where people obviously only have the clothes on their back because they've lost everything.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being engaged, being involved, you know? I mean, seriously. I want you to be engaged. I want you to be involved. I want you to feel like you're part of the conversation. And the best way to do that is, you know, just do it. What is it? on the website. That's right. That thing we have. RealSide.com. That's the RealSide.com. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you know, on the air. And some of that gives me some insight. I actually, honestly, and some of you have already figured it out, and it's really great, I actually prefer that over the phone calls. Because it's so much easier to deal. I mean, when you write it out and you put it there, you've given it some thought, you really have, and then we can work it through together. We can tackle the question together. So anyway, 855, if you feel like you have to call in, though, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5563. So, what's her, Marion Williamson. Now, of all, you know, whenever one of us, Christian, non-Christian alike, because I don't, you know, not everybody who prays is Christian, I get that. But when people say, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to those who were shot or stuck in the, you know, the hurricane and that kind of thing, yeah, some of you would have let you go nuts. It's like somebody's poking you with red-hot pokers, you know? And you go into your mind, we don't need your prayers. Well, what do you need? Because there's not much more I can do. Now, I know that some people consider her a nutcase, and I'm probably one of those to a degree, not really paying with a full deck. Matter of fact, when I was talking about her earlier, somebody said, she always looks high to me. Well, to me, she looks like a Woodstock girl, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that was her generation. I don't have to tell you. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying that was her generation. So anyway, she really got upset or really took exception. She put up a post about, you know, prayers and that kind of stuff. And her own side ripped her up, which is so common for them because they're so tolerant. They're so loving. They're so understanding, right? But I want you to hear what she had to say because, again, even to my Christian friends, no matter what she is... in agreement with you that it's okay to send that positive energy through prayer. Take a listen.
About the Hurricane Dorian, you said, see, the power of prayer helped the hurricane move away from the Florida coast. I don't necessarily agree with you, but I found it wildly interesting. So what was that all about? Why did you take it down?
Well,
it's interesting because I don't think I should have taken it down. I took it down because all the trolls started, all the stuff started, and I had this momentary just get rid of it, although getting rid of it is...
See, I wish he wouldn't have done that. I wish he would have left it up and stayed with it and had the guts. And again, I'm not calling her a coward, but I wish he would have had the guts just to leave it up. And I say that for a lot of reasons, because every time you back down from these people, yeah, you heard me, these people, every time you do that, you give them power. And I hate that. They don't deserve it. They're a bunch of cowards. It's like those Antifa people. They're nothing more than a bunch of cowards. And they don't deserve any credibility at all whatsoever in the least. They got masks over their faces. They're fighting against fascism. They are fascists. They act like fascists. They're doing the same thing that the fascistas, you know, the Italian fascistas were doing. All of them, for that matter. They're just a bunch of cowards. And again, I'm going to go back to what I've always said. I mean, why would you take them seriously? Why give them any place whatsoever? Because they are exactly that. Simply a bunch of cowards. Here, let's see if I can get that. Don't you love computers? All right, there we go. All right, here you go. Come on, say something.
Ridiculous, because when you're a political candidate or any person in the public eye and you delete a tweet, it actually brings more attention. It's the most traditional thing in the world. You know, anytime there's a tragedy, we say my thoughts and prayers are with you. How about my thoughts and prayers are with you while you're going through the tragedy? And so what could be more traditional than to talk about praying? This is not bizarre. When you a prayer is a power of the mind. That's what prayer is. And, you know, I'll tell you something. I'm a Democrat. But if we want to expand our base, we really need to drop any condescending attitudes towards people's faith.
Condescending attitudes. Oh, my God. Can you imagine a Democrat saying that she doesn't want to be involved in condescending attitudes? God bless her.
Whether it comes from the left or the right, it's not good. And, you know, when you are a person of faith, this doesn't mean you're less intelligent. It doesn't mean you don't believe in science. It doesn't mean that you're uninformed.
You know, I say that all the time. People think that because Christians believe in God that we don't believe in science. It's not true. Write it down. Okay? We believe in science. We just don't believe that science created God and everything else. We believe that God created science. We believe that the reason that H2O makes water is because God said so. God made up the chemical properties, the chemical rules, you know, for gravity, for everything. And as science goes through and discovers all these things and lays them out in a way that we can understand them, that's fine and that's okay. A lot of us are not against doctors either. We realize that you know, God gave these guys and these women the pull to become doctors. Researchers that they use plant-based medicine and other medicines based on what God put on this planet for us to get healthy again. I'm good with all of that. So, you know, I know there's some people that are totally against doctors. I don't find that scriptural. I don't find that in the Bible. All right? I mean, again, that's not a theological discussion I want to have tonight. But listen to her. She is that, I told you, not, and she might be a little off, you know, playing with 51 cards instead of 52. But she's one you can sit down and have a conversation with. I like that.
This is the 21st century. We have a holistic, more integrative attitude, body, mind, spirit. This is not...
Power of prayer helped the hurricane.
Right, and she, yeah, see, isn't that wonderful how that works? Anyway, she's right. It is, what's that word, more holistic? I'm sorry.
We really need to drop any condescending attitudes towards people of faith. This idea of mocking someone for suggesting that we pray... Whether it comes from the left or the right, it's not good. And, you know, when you are a person of faith, this doesn't mean you're less intelligent. It doesn't mean you don't believe in science doesn't mean that you're uninformed. This is the 21st century. We have a holistic, more integrative attitude, body, mind, spirit. This is not considered bizarre. This is very mainstream. There are psychological forces, emotional forces, spiritual forces, as well as material forces. And there is all kinds of scientific evidence now about ways, for instance, that people who are prayed for get out of intensive care units faster. It's a beneficent. Yeah. It's a known beneficent in boosting the immune system. It doesn't mean you don't go to the doctor. It doesn't mean that you don't respect the science. And when you say, I pray for you, that doesn't mean because you're dumb. It means because you believe that the power of prayer is a power.
You know what's funny? Well, here, let her finish.
As well.
So, you know, what's funny about this, I've been saying this for years on this show, and it's not because I know better than anybody else. I just, you know, I have the privilege of being able to research this stuff more than some of you. But you think about when it comes to prayer, we've done shows around this before. Especially when it comes to prayer, what you're looking at is it puts people in a different mindset. People that go into the nerf, I don't even know what that is. People that go under the knife, that are depressed, that have nobody to go home to, that don't have any kind of life that you and I would want to live, their chances of survival are much less. Seriously, I'm not joking. Look at Google that thing, right? If you have a loving family around you, if you have people praying for you, when you go under the knife and you believe in a higher power that's watching over you, you know, my prayer for people that are going in, for the Christian people and or non-Christians who may ask me to pray for them when they go in for surgery or going to the doctor, my prayer for them, and I say it with them sitting next to me, is, look, I'm God, I thank you for guiding the doctor's hands. Show them what they need to take care of. Show them, if there's something hiding or what the real ailment is and what you need to help Frank or John or Sally heal quick and come out of this quickly. Think about that. You know, that person now is sitting there going, okay, yeah, God's going to help. And it changes their whole attitude. It changes how they, and I'm not saying it's that power of positive thinking. That's what heals them. But it puts them in a different place so that their body can heal better. All right? It's not voodoo. It's real. And there's numbers. And there's science. And there's God behind it. Joe Mancini, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code Radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problem sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, as I like to say. And I mean that sincerely. I want you to be part of the solution. Otherwise, why bother? Right? And, you know, some of you, the station leaves, your station leaves after first hour, second hour, whatever. Shows on 3 hours a day. You can grab us at therealside.com. That's one place you can look. Try to get your local station to carry it even longer. I mean, seriously? Man, I'll tell you what. Somebody just sent me this story, and it was like, come on, you're not serious, right? This is a joke, right? But California now has approved, and we're not going to do it. I'm going to do this the next hour. If you want to hear the story, you're going to have to come back. California legislators approved, God. Cannabis, marijuana, medical marijuana for kids as young as 5 years old. And I don't mean like, you know, The doctor can administer it. I mean, they can take it to school. They can smoke it there or take it there or whatever as they need to. I mean, you talk about going straight to hell. That's where this is going. This state is on the fast lane to hell. There's no other way around it. I don't know what to tell you. Also, earlier we were doing stories about, what's her name, Marion Williamson, I think is her name. And she's another one. I mean, she had a great time, had a great piece on her just a few minutes ago. And now, you know, she's finding out, although she'll never walk away, she's finding out how nasty they actually are. You know, how much they've lied on her, the things they've said about her that aren't true. You know? But again, if they don't want you, they're going to find a way to push you out. They're going to find a way. It's not a matter of Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's my book. The very first chapter, Absolutes, Absolutely, Absolutely Not, which ties into all this stuff that's going on with our kids. Nobody wants to fess up. Nobody wants to talk about it. But it's right in line with everything we're doing with our kids, or they're doing to our kids. How's that? That's even a better way to put it. And then there's a chapter in the book that's real simple. It's not that hard. Okay? It is, why do they have to lie to win? Right? Really, why do they have to lie? If you've got the best product there is going out there, why do you have to lie about it? Tell the truth. All right, so Marianne Williamson, she said, I didn't think the left lied like this. This is why the walk away movement is growing so well. Because they're starting to see the lie. Because of social media, because of the thing that they love to use so much, people are starting to see how much they actually do lie. Right? Presidential candidate Marianne Williamson, she revealed that she didn't think the left was so mean and lied like this until she ran for president. She said, I know this sounds naive. I didn't think the left was so mean. I didn't think the left lied like this. She said, I thought the right did all that. I didn't think we did this. Williamson accused the left of lying about her use of crystals and crystal gazing. She told the interviewer that there has never been a crystal on stage and that any of her events, there is no crystal in her home. She accused those on the left of also falsely accusing her of having told AIDS patients not to take their medications or implying that lovelessness causes disease. And love is enough to cure any disease. Think about that. I mean, seriously, they'll tell anything. Look what they did to Bernie the first time around. All the crap they threw at him that you knew was just too... I mean, no matter how nuts he was, some of that stuff was really, really too ludicrous. She said, I'm Jewish. I go to the doctor. Right? The left is labeling me as an anti-science candidate who doesn't believe in modern medicine. See, you know, what's really funny is Christians don't... They believe in modern medicine, don't get me wrong, but they believe that healing comes from God first, right? There are plenty of people that don't take medications, don't take meds, and they get healed. But if you believe in God or not, okay, I'm not talking to you. If you don't believe in God, I guess I'm not talking to you. But I've seen plenty of things that God has healed. I can tell you a story, and someday I will tell you about my oldest son and what happened. And you can't chalk it up to an accident. Anyway. Williamson has in recent weeks criticized the political media, and she warned Democrats that nominating a conventional or establishment candidate to go up against Donald Trump is going to be disastrous. Look, there ain't anybody on that stage that can go up against Donald Trump right now. Not a person. You know, I hope Uncle Joe doesn't have anything major wrong with him, and I mean that sincerely. He had blood in his eye. Everybody was getting all crazy about that. I go, you know what? That happens to a lot of people. You have a blood vessel break in the eye for many reasons. You get hit in the eye. Some of it's because of sickness or being tired or what have you. But for the most part, it's not an issue we should be making fun of. We really shouldn't. That's below us, okay? Williamson will not be the third debate next week in Houston. Though she's met the 130,000 unique donor requirements for the second round of debates, she needs 3 more qualifying polls. Criticizing the nomination process, hey, this is your team that came up with this. You know, and it's really funny. Keep going down the list. Look at 97% of who they have running for president is white, and yet they talk about diversity. Every one of those people, are they stuck on white privilege? Maybe that's it. Maybe the first thing they should do is they should get up at every debate and say, "Hi, I'm Bernie Sanders, and let me apologize in advance for my white privilege." I mean, seriously, if they're so against white privilege, why are they running? Because only white people are going to win. Criticizing the nominating process, Williamson recently said that there should be a deeper conversation than just a horse race. She wondered why so few polls approved by the Democrat National Convention, committee, were released prior to September. She added that she's not dropping out of the race, though, because she could qualify for the October debate, and her campaign is about consciousness and inspiration. Not winning. She doesn't care if she wins. She just wants to bring the conversation to the forefront. I get what she's saying, but that's a heck of a lot of money to blow just to get the conversation brought forward. She also warned that the process obsessed Democrats could nominate a presidential candidate who specializes in the insider political game. That candidate, according to Williamson, will not be suited to defeat a phenomenon like Donald Trump. Okay? And as she put it in one of my favorite lines, she said, that would be like bringing a knife to a gunfight. God bless her. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, we all need help. There are two, I won't give their names out because I haven't got permission from them yet, but there are two or three more people in our conservative web group, you know, websites and people that got Facebook pages and Twitter and all of that. And a lot of those guys don't have radio shows. They only make money from social media. And they're dropping out. Some of these guys were making, frankly, 3 years ago, some of these guys were making an obscene amount of money every month. And now they can't make their mortgage payments anymore. And they don't have any bigger houses. Not like they went out and bought million-dollar mansions. So, you know, if you've got some of these people that you like, that you get behind, and I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be big bucks, $10 a month. $5 a month, $100, whatever you can afford to do. Some of you already given. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know who you are. I'm not giving your name out unless you tell me it's okay. Others, give up a cup of coffee. Give me that $5. Or your favorite, give them the $5. Because you're going to see things change dramatically this next election cycle. A lot of these people that were able to get the message out before were able to scream and yell and get the help they needed to get, they're not going to be able to do it. I mean that, really. They're not going to be able to do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, when we come back, Kamala Harris, I want you to think about this. You'll know what I mean when we come back. But Kamala Harris, she says, you know, a society is judged based on how it treats children, of all people, right? Abortion, anytime, on demand, no excuses. Also, California bill to ban schools from expelling disruptive students, right? They're trying to make it so that no matter what a child does, depending on their race or their color or some of the issues that they've had, or you can't expel them. All right? Just nuts. And it's not going to change anytime soon. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Always love when you're with me and when you're engaged and involved in the chat room. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. If you got to go, we'll miss you. If not, we'll be back in a few minutes.